A forensic scientist says examining the bones of two children found hidden in suitcases could reveal vital details of how they were treated during their young lives and what happened to them and when. An Auckland family made the grisly discovery after buying the contents of an abandoned storage locker in an online auction, but are not involved in the incident. Police yesterday revealed the children could be aged between 5 and 10 and may have been in the suitcases for some time. Otago University lecturer Dr. Angela Clark is a forensic anthropologist who also works with police and in the justice system.
It is a very sensitive and important thing that has happened in terms of the way the investigation goes forward from here. The questions that can be answered from my field of forensic anthropology are mainly around the circumstances around what happened when the children died. So piecing together bits of the puzzle around the trauma to the bones and teeth that we might see, if anything at all, to piece together those last moments of life. But we can also look at what happened to them during their lives as well. So our environment and the way that we've treated and things that we've done during our lives, especially in that childhood time frame, can etch themselves into our bones and teeth that are everlasting.
So by that, Doctor, do you mean we will be able to tell whether they were properly cared for in their earlier years?
Potentially, yeah. If a child suffers from a break, for example, then you might be able to still see the healing of that break in the bone, but also the teeth are an amazing storyteller for those, for even in utero, of when the baby was inside the mother's tummy, and also in those early years if the child suffered a stress. So by that we could mean a period of really severe illness, like an infection, or if they were malnourished, that would potentially leave marks in the teeth that we can also read to tell us a little bit about how that child had it in the early stages of their life.
The police have indicated that these two children may have died some years ago. How much harder does that make things from a forensic point of view?
I guess it depends on the field you're coming from. From my field in anthropology, we only work with the bones and the teeth, so that's what we're used to. And we do as much as we possibly can. It depends a lot on the environmental conditions of where the deceased is placed until discovery. It makes things harder when we're looking at DNA, because DNA is very fragile and it can be degraded quite easily by time and also the environment where the deceased is. But the technology is ever improving and getting very, very sensitive. And so it's not a lack of hope at all in this situation in terms of the time depth. And it's just a matter of finding out as much as possible that we can, and also from different specialities working together as a team and using that forensic evidence with anything that the police find for context and putting that story together.
So a lot of people's experience from forensics is what they see on television, right? Fictional stories. So can we cover off some of the basics here? Will you be able to tell from bones whether the children are related or what their relationship is?
Potentially not from the bones themselves, but definitely that's a question that DNA can help answer.
Okay. And what other things will the bones tell you besides maybe past injuries? And mm-hmm. also, can they tell you about nutrition, whether you were well fed?
Yep. And there's also other chemical techniques that we can do with the remains, such as isotopes, which is a chemical that we all have in our bodies that isotopes can, depending on what we want to see, whether it's diet or where we lived as well when we were younger, we can use different chemical signatures in the bone to give us those kind of stories as well. And also we've got good age at death estimates as well that we can use from the teeth and as well as the skeletal age as well.
So, Doctor, you talk about your specialty area being bones, and then there are other forensic areas. Can you give us an idea of the size of a team that may work on something like this when you're involving all the specialties?
Absolutely. So in forensic human identification, you'll have the forensic dentist, the forensic biologist, who is the DNA expert, a forensic anthropologist, and you will then all work with a forensic pathologist as well. And that team together is the core team, who then report to the police or to the coroner and liaise with the rest of the investigation.
And that's Dr. Angela Clark, forensic anthropologist.